going to go to Mike Hammond here in just a minute with Gun Owners of America. Going to give you some good news about a good decision from the U.S. Supreme Court and some other things going on as well. But before we do, let me remind you to go and visit mystore.com, one of our sponsors, obviously, here on Lindell TV. Mystore.com, if you use that promo code B66, you can get the My Coffee. I have a big bag of it right here. It's excellent. This is the 2-pound bag. This is whole bean, so you can grind it yourself. You can also get it already ground. You can get it medium, light, medium, or dark roast. Light, medium, or dark roast. It is 100% organic. Means it has not been sprayed with those dangerous pesticides. It is non-GMO. So use that promo code B66. You'll save up to 25%. You get a savings. We get credit. It helps fund this broadcast. Be sure to check out the coffee pods that are available as well. While you're there, you can check out the other products by American entrepreneurs, including this drink I developed several years ago with an FDA-approved facility. Red wine extract, bilberry extract, grapeseed extract, pine bark extract. You don't have to take my word for it. Go do your own homework on the benefits of such extracts. Loaded with antioxidants. Loaded with antioxidants. It's an all-natural energy drink. It's an all-natural energy drink. Again, I've been taking it for years and years. Again, all you got to do is go do your own research, type in benefits of grapeseed extract, bilberry extract, red wine extract, pine bark extract, and take a look at that as well. An all-natural energy drink. That's available on mystore.com. Use that promo code B66. You get savings and we get credit. You'll find a lot of other products on there. Just keep clicking show more products and they'll just keep popping up. The home of American entrepreneurs. Then you can go over to MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com, of course, and you can get the slippers as low as $49.98. Hey, is it getting time to do that Christmas shopping? For some of you, it is, and here you go. Please do a lot of it here. The biggest bed sheet sale in MyPillow history, as low as $29.98. All the various colors available, but use that promo code B66. We get credit, you get savings. Then we can go to the most comfortable pillow guaranteed, lowest price ever, $19.98 since he was, Mike Lindell, canceled by Walmart, passing the savings on to you as low as $19.88. With that promo code B66. Mattress toppers as well, save 50%. Use that promo code B66. And then, of course, the MyPillow's biggest bath sale ever. You can get the three-piece towel set for as low as $19.98. You got the robes as low as $89.98 with the promo code B66. You got the slippers again down to $49.98. You got the sandals and a lot of other products as well. Just check it out there at MyPillow.com. But all we ask is that you use that promo code B66. You get savings. We get credit. Then if we go over real quickly to WVWTVstore.com, last week you had 9 pallets of this come in. I was told today, Mr. B, it's time to order more. I'm like, what? What do you mean more? We just got 9 pallets in. Yeah, but we're getting big orders. Well, that's because we got an intelligent audience. They see the signs and they know what's happening and they don't want to be under the thumb of the government or waiting in some line when we have a major crisis that, well, largely will be manufactured. We know they're doing that. So again, I started adding freeze-dried food to my emergency supply in 2013. Became a distributor of freeze-dried food with a 25-year shelf life in 2016. Go to WVWTVstore.com. Click on emergency food supplies. We added just the other day, Ready Hour Gluten-Free. The gluten-free kit is now there. You can get the 1-year, 4-week, 72-hour, 3-month, 6-month there at WVWTVstore.com. You can also use that phone number, which is 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. I showed you this last night. I'll do it again real quick. This is the 72-hour test kit, but just gives you a little sample of what happens when you get one of these in these big tubs. Here is just the pouch. So you can see it's just a very compact pouch. These don't take a lot of storage at all. Just keep them in a cool, dry place. And here's the mac and cheese. Pretty simple. Open the pouch and remove oxygen absorber. 2, whisk contents of pouch into a 4.5 cups of water. Bring to a boil. Stir occasionally. Reduce the heat to a medium and continue cooking for 15 to 20 minutes. stirring frequently. Step 5, remove from the heat. Let stand for 3 to 4 minutes to thicken before serving. Mac and cheese. What else we got? In this kit, you've got the creamy chicken-flavored rice. And you know, when you go there, you'll see all the different entrees. Maple Grove Oatmeal. I wonder if that's from Maple Grove, Minnesota. There is a Maple Grove, Minnesota. Let's see. Home-style potato soup. Now I'm getting hungry. Home-style potato soup. Now, this is just what's in the 72-hour test kit. As you check out the various kits, you'll see the entrees. There are so many of them. And again, this gets incredible reviews. I guess I'm told by some of you guys what you got, the brand, the company, and you say it's like cardboard, it's horrible. Well, that's not the case with Ready Hour. Get incredible reviews. So again, it does matter what you buy. Again, you can get it at wvwtvstore.com, wvwtvstore.com. If you want to purchase it over the phone and talk to a live human being, there's somebody been standing by, 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Go to the website real quick over at worldviewtimes.com. That's my news website, worldviewtimes.com. You'll see an article right there. 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend is almost sold out. Dates and schedule in this article. Click on it. Brings up all the details. General seating tickets. Click here for Thursday night concert banquet. Click here for tickets for Sunday luncheon. Those are all optional, those two. And then the schedule. The doors open on Friday night at 5 p.m. It starts at 6 p.m. Goes till 10 Saturday. On the 15th, 8:30 to noon. Then we have a lunch break for those of you coming to the luncheon. Otherwise, we start back up at 4 o'clock, go to 9 o'clock, and then Sunday morning worship from 9 a.m. to 11:30. We will have a lot of, concessions. You'll be able to cash concessions or credit card concessions. I'm sure they'll offer that as well. So during some of these, like on Friday night, after it gets started at 6, some of you will have already eaten dinner. If you didn't, we'll take a break somewhere around probably 7:30, 8 o'clock in there, and you can visit the resource tables of the various speakers and also pick up something from the concessions. And that some of that is hot food as well. So it's kind of like going on a cruise without having to get on a boat. There'll be a lot of food available to you through the weekend. If you want to purchase your tickets, again, wvwtvstore.com. This article, however, about the conference and all the details are at worldviewtimes.com. Excuse me, worldviewtimes.com. If you got tickets, we purchased them. We won't mail them to you. You just check in at the door, and we have a master list. So we're not going to waste everybody's time trying to mail tickets and hope they get there and they don't get lost. You just show up. We have a master list. And again, it's not too late for you to register. Centrally located on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks, 1,150 miles of shoreline. Many, many, many of you are within driving distance. So again, come join myself, Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, Leo Holman, Karen Kingston, Patrick Wood. Who else is there? Dr. Lee Merritt, Annie Cyrus, Andy Woods. It's going to be a great, great event. Please come and join us. Again, full details at wvwtvstore.com or call 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Joining me now is Mike Hammond of Gun Owners of America. Oh, Michael, welcome back to the broadcast.
Hello, Brandon. Hello, America. Now you've made me hungry.
I know. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
That potato soup started sounding pretty good.
All I can think of is mac and cheese.
Yeah, Logan's a big mac and cheese guy as well. Mm. All right.
Well, I knew I liked Logan.
Yeah, exactly. Let me.
I told him a little earlier that I had been praising him to you and that you had responded that he got all of his good qualities from you.
Which we all know he got them from his mother, but that's good. Mm. All right, let's give him some good news tonight. Let's give them some good news.
Well, there's lots of good news. Every time you say the Supreme Court, you by and large come up with good news. The Supreme Court today held that a resident of Massachusetts, contrary to fascist Massachusetts law, didn't have to be stripped of all of his constitutional Second Amendment rights for the rest of his life, simply because he had committed a minor misdemeanor. Now, you'd say, well, that sounds fairly obvious. And yet, for the last 13 years, we have lived under a rubric in which supposedly the Supreme Court held in 2008 that owning a gun, protecting yourself, defending your family was a constitutional right. And yet every time the New York Times or Governor Cuomo or Governor Newsom or Governor some other communist state waved their saber in the air, the Supreme Court would back down. The Supreme Court had created a constitutional right which had absolutely no substance or absolutely no significance. And that's been the case for 13 years. Lo and behold, as a result of the three Supreme Court justices appointed by Donald Trump, we have now reached a point in which we have a constitutional right that does have some substance to it. That is, if you have committed a minor misdemeanor involving a gun, you do not lose your constitutional rights for the rest of your life. Incidentally, the Supreme Court has also held that these liberal states are acting unconstitutionally in trying to ban AR-15s, in trying to impose bans on certain types of magazines, and a wide variety of exercises of your Second Amendment rights in order to defend yourself. The Supreme Court now has said, we really mean it, that Second Amendment is not just a right in theory, it's a right in actuality. And we don't care what the New York slime said. We don't care what Governor Hochul says. We don't care what Governor to-be Healy of Massachusetts says. They're not going to boss the Supreme Court around. They're not in charge here.
Well, here's the headline, gun rights victory. Supreme Court reverses appeals court acceptance of Massachusetts gun restrictions. So somebody with a misdemeanor would lose their ability to own a gun, and the Supreme
forever.
Court said no.
Forever. And incidentally, I drafted language in the McClure-Volkmer Firearms Owners Protection Act, which allowed you to petition the BATF or petition a court to get your gun rights back, particularly if you had engaged in only a paperwork violation. Guess what? For the last 30 years, Chuck Schumer has taken an amendment to the appropriations bills, which is carried over year after year after year, and says the provisions of law, which I drafted, allowing you to get your constitutional rights back, are defunded. And so it'd be interesting to see if someone came in with an amendment defunding the ability to get your, quote, abortion rights, close quote, on the Illinois border in California. It appears that the right to kill children is much more significant to the left than the right to protect your children using the Second Amendment.
Well, let's look at this. This is at gunowners.org, gunowners.org. Short Act targets the core of Biden's pistol ban. Tell me about that, and what is Biden's pistol ban all about?
Yeah, well, Biden's pistol ban is an effort to change the definition of what is a gun or what is not a gun, and it's I think it goes down as well under the New York Rifle and Pistol Club case, and I think we're going to see Supreme Court basically throw it in the wastebasket as well.
Here's another one. Gun owners supports Senator Daines in fight against Biden lead ammunition ban. What is
lead?
Lead
ammunition ban.
Excuse me.
Yeah, no, it's basically taking probably what may be in some cases the safest and the most effective form of ammunition, and it's saying, well, if we can't ban guns, we'll ban ammunition on the basis that it poisons the fish. So it'll be interesting to see if the left can't succeed in banning guns under New York Rifle and Pistol Club, whether exactly what other route they'll go, whether they'll try to ban accessories, as bump stocks are, whether they will try to ban ammunition, thinking that the Supreme Court won't notice that supposedly ammunition wasn't around in 1776. When the parameters of the Second Amendment were being established. It's infinitely clever the way the left tries to get around the obvious ramifications of the Constitution and the obvious ramifications of the law. Well, at the same time, as your prior guest was talking about, they create laws and they create rights which the founders couldn't even have conceived of.
And you just kind of alluded to it there, is background checks for ammunition.
Yep. It's unclear after New York Rifle and Pistol Club whether background checks for actual firearms will be constitutional or not. It's interesting that about last November, Gun Owners of America worked with 52 congressmen to send a letter to BATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, asking what they were doing with the results of these background checks they were making. Now, supposedly, and I can say this definitively because I drafted the language that did this, I drafted the Smith Amendment and I drafted the McClure-Volkmer Firearms Owners Protection Act. Supposedly, BATF is, and the government and the FBI are required to destroy all this information. It is illegal for them to keep this information on hand and keep a national gun registry. We got 52 congressmen to ask BATF exactly how many guns, how many pieces of information it had in its national gun registry. We expected the result of that inquiry would be zero. Of course, we don't have any guns in our gun registry because it would be illegal to do this. In fact, the data we got back, the BATF told us that it had a billion pieces of information in its national gun registry. A billion pieces of information, that's a billion more than it would be legal for it to have. Now, lo and behold, it wants to do these same background checks with respect to every bullet you buy. Now, if they keep that much data with respect to guns, imagine how much data they're going to keep with respect to the instant check of bullets.
Indeed. And then, of course, I guess there's a report on your website tonight about a gigantic increase in number of people showing up to the airport with their pistols in their luggage or briefcase or whatever. So
it's sort of intriguing. That's sort of indicative of something with their loaded guns. I'm not sure what, you know, tourists who inadvertently carry their guns in their purses or their satchels everywhere and inadvertently carry it into the airport. I'm not sure what it tells you interesting, except that vast numbers of people are so frightened of the police being unable to protect them, that they are taking it upon themselves to protect themselves and their families. What that tells you is people are scared. People don't think the government can protect them. People don't think the government will protect them. And they are taking it upon themselves, as the founders intended, for them to protect their own families.
And they're buying guns at record rates as well, aren't they? Not just showing up at the airport with them by mistake, which we don't recommend.
Well, the point is, the reason they're showing up in the airports is not indicative of anything except that people are buying guns. People are using guns and carrying guns in order to protect themselves and their families because they don't think they will be safe. And they don't think the government will protect them.
And they won't protect them. They're going to get there in time to take the report. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the old saying is, when seconds count, the police can get there in 20 minutes.
That's so true. Gun Owners of America, we're getting an update with some good news tonight. Thought we'd try to bring some good news there tonight, Michael.
Every time a sentence begins with the Supreme Court, increasingly I think it's going to be good news.
That's awesome. That's awesome. GunOwners.org, GunOwners.org. By the way, I also saw a report the other day that concealed carry insurance is at an all-time high.
Yeah, that's a good thing and a bad thing. I think it's a bad thing in the sense that people are being at least pushed, mandated, forced, to be convinced that they have to be insured in order to protect themselves. It's a good thing in that it indicates that people are taking upon themselves to protect themselves and their families.
Some good indicators tonight, some good news. And folks, we encourage you to check out gunowners.org, gunowners.org. We've been interviewing representatives with them for years and years and years. Gunowners.org. Hope you'll check it out. They're fighting for our Second Amendment right, one of the most important rights, because without that, what other rights are we going to be able to maintain? None, right?
After we're dead and our family is dead, there aren't a whole lot of additional rights left.
That's exactly right. Gunowners.org. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Brandon.
Appreciate it. Mike Hammond, gunowners.org, checking in.